Trump had a stroke and they are covering it up. More proof of a Trump health cover-up. I believe there's growing evidence that the White House is covering up the fact that Donald Trump has been dealing with TIA strokes and that he likely had a more significant ischemic stroke this week. Trump dies, no way MAGA believes it, right? Whether he's still alive will be a primary issue in 2028. You can imagine, JD. Look, Martha, there are mysteries in this universe we can't understand. American voters have a hard time trusting the media on who is alive or dead after. Jesus. A transient ischemic attack is a short period of symptoms similar to those of a stroke. It's caused by a brief blockage of blood flow to the brain. A TIA usually lasts only a few minutes and doesn't cause long-term damage. However, a TIA may be a warning about one in three people who has a TIA will eventually have a stroke, with about half occurring within a year after the TIA. Often called a mini stroke, a TIA can serve as both a warning of a future stroke and a chance to prevent it. Transient ischemic attacks usually last a few minutes. Most symptoms disappear within an hour. Rarely, symptoms may last up to 24 hours. The symptoms of a TIA are similar to those found early in a stroke. Symptoms happen suddenly and may include weakness, numbness, or paralysis in the face, arm or leg, typically on one side of the body, slurred speech or trouble understanding others, blindness in one or both eyes or double vision, dizziness or loss of balance or coordination. Transient ischemic stroke is similar to the cause of an ischemic stroke, which is the most common type of stroke. In an ischemic stroke, a blood clot blocks the blood supply to part of the brain. In a TIA, unlike a stroke, the blockage is brief and there's no permanent damage. The blockage that occurs during a TIA often results from a buildup of cholesterol-containing fatty deposits called plaques in an artery. This is known as atherosclerosis. The buildup also may occur in an artery's branches that supply oxygen and nutrients to the brain. Plaques can decrease the blood flow through an artery or lead to the development of a clot, a blood clot that moves from another part of the brain or another part of the body, such as the heart, to an artery that supplies the brain might also cause a TIA. Okay. TIAs are temporary. You'll see symptoms, but they resolve within 24 hours. Ischemic strokes can leave a lasting impact, but can range dramatically in scope and severity. Precedes an ischemic stroke in about 30% of patients. In March 2024, Ron Filipkowski notes that Trump has been dragging his right leg for a while. It's something we've seen him do on and off over this past year, but not super notable on its own. Uh-oh. Is he? Okay, I don't see him dragging that leg at all, but I'm going to pretend I do for the memes, okay? Then in a Time magazine interview from right after the election, we see the first note of Trump's hand bruising. Once again, something people didn't think much of at the time. It comes up again during the Moscow visit from February 25th to 2025, where Caroline Leavitt repeats the lie about it being from shaking too many hands. The thing that lends the most credibility to this, and it sucks because conservatives are completely and totally unable to actually see anything that is like not in their political favor. The fact that they've lied so much about his health is a little bit spooky. That's kind of spooky because the chronic venous shit or whatever, that should have been known, right? The doctor that assessed his health almost certainly lied about his weight, right? So the idea that they are willing to lie about things, we know they're willing to lie about things, like shaking hands, motherfucker. Oh my God. President Trump has bruises on his hand because he's constantly working and shaking hands all day, every day.
There has been bruising, we're told, on the president's hand, which he said, and I'll get back to you on the other side.
So in the effort of transparency, the president wanted me to share a note from his physician with all of you today. In recent weeks, President Trump noted mild swelling in his lower legs. In keeping with routine medical care and out of an abundance of caution, this concern was thoroughly evaluated by the White House medical unit. The president underwent a comprehensive examination, including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70. Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease. Laboratory testing included a complete blood count, comprehensive metabolic panel, coagulation profile, D-dimer, B-type natriuretic peptide, and cardiac biomarkers. All results were within normal limits. An echocardiogram was also performed and confirmed normal cardiac structure and function. No signs of heart failure, renal impairment, or systemic illness were identified. Additionally,
okay, Dr. Vengupta, can you unpack that for us?
Wait, did she say this right? Am I hallucinating this?
Asked White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt what happened. She said it's from shaking hands. President Trump is a man of the people, and he meets more Americans and shakes their hands on a daily basis than any other president in history. Okay. We consulted with dermatologist Dr. Doris Day.
Okay, just making sure. I didn't hallucinate that. The next medical event we see is the president's annual physical report. Comparing the medication list to his old reports, we notice three new medications. Rosuvastatin. Oh, does this mean blood thinner? The statin thing? I don't actually know. Ezetimibe? Ezetimibe? I don't know how to pronounce names. And daily aspirin! Ooh, that's a lot of cholesterol over there. Statins are cholesterol reduction drugs. Gotcha. At first, I thought this might be normal medication for managing cholesterol, and I've certainly heard of preventative aspirin use in the past, but I decided to interview some heart specialists, and I'm glad I did. There are two general takeaways I heard from multiple specialists. Daily aspirin is not recommended for prevention anymore. An aspirin regime is treating something. Oh, regime, I think, not regime. Ezetimibe is a second-line medication not used for regular LDL treatment. Statins like rosuvastatin will manage cholesterol alone, whereas ezetimibe will be used as a second line if the patient is at high cardiovascular risk, such as prior strokes, heart attacks, or arterial disease. Then it's used for stroke prevention. Trump's previous medical reports claim his cardiovascular health is great and is on the statin, so he shouldn't need ezetimibe. But this also brings us to the aspirin. As it turns out, aspirin hasn't been advised as a daily course prevention method for quite a while. Some old doctors may still incorrectly prescribe it as such, but qualified medical staff who keep up with literature shouldn't or wouldn't. The daily aspirin dose is now used as a blood thinner for specific lines of treatment, including in managing ischemic strokes. When in June we see Trump's swollen ankles, Jesus, and for the first time the White House medical team is willing to admit he's got CVI, and his bruising is related to his aspirin regime and shaking hands regime. They keep coming back to this claim, as aspirin does indeed make bruising easier. There are three problems with this claim. One, bruising is seen on both hands, not just his dominant hand. Oh. The next problem, CVI is not a sudden onset issue, and swollen ankles is an intermediate symptom. An annual physical in April would have caught CVI back then if ankles were going to be swelling, and aspirin isn't a CVI treatment. But third, some of the bruising is monthly, usually around the 24th. Check the dates. It seems much more likely that the president is being monitored monthly for something, and then also occasionally getting an emergency IV as well. So what does this all mean? When a patient has had a TIA, they have temporary symptoms, but would be started on aspirin, rosuvastatin, ezetimibe? How do you say this again? Hold on.
And if that doesn't work, add a drug called ezetimibe.
Ezetimibe. To prevent future ischemic stroke, just like we see with Trump, the patient having TIAs may have temporary symptoms for 24 hours afterwards, including face drooping, leg dragging, or trouble walking in a straight line. Okay, is that true? Hold on. TIA, walking in straight line. Is that actually true? Or is this guy just yanking our chain? Trouble walking in a straight line. What would it just be? Loss of balance, maybe? I'm just curious how specific that walking in a straight line is. This was kind of weird. But I thought maybe he was tired from getting off the plane. Trump, red carpet walk.
Two jets, noses pointed in toward where the two leaders will be standing.
Right.
It's got to be somewhat unpleasant for Vladimir Putin, at least, to stand underneath that display of American firepower.
Maybe he, like, hold on. Maybe, like, somebody's talking to him over here.
Gotta be
so he's like, walking towards them, but then he has to, like, course correct, right? Like, this has happened before, right? Wait, shit. Hold on. Stop. Okay. Wait. Okay. And then he's, like, course correcting, you know? Then he overcorrected, right? That happens. You ever like swerve into the lane next to you and you're not supposed to, and then you like course correct and you go back and you're like, oh shit. Have you ever walked next to somebody who like walks into you constantly? Has anybody ever had that experience before? Where you're walking next to somebody, for some reason they just keep like, they kind of like always slightly walk into you. Why do some people do that? I can't tell if that's an intentional thing or not. It's like if you stand near a big dog and they start leaning on you. Anyway, patients who experience very mild strokes that are not TIA such as, I feel like this is too, I don't know how you describe this sound, boxy? I don't know how to EQ a mic. I'm just following Yoji instructions. I feel like this has, it's too tinny or yellowy. It's like, it's not very warm. Somebody, he's fixing it, okay. Patients experience very mild strokes that are not TIA, such as a Lucinar stroke or a minor ischemic stroke, may have persistent but barely noticeable symptoms causing drooping of the lip, eyelid, and eyebrow, which would be on the same side of a leg dragging symptom. Uh-oh. If a patient under White House level medical care was seen having a stroke, they'd be scanned to rule out a hemorrhagic with a White House portable MRI, and then they could receive Alteplase, a clot-busting peripheral IV, often given in the hand for elderly patients. This was my assumption, just because my grandma, when she was like in and out of the hospital so much, I feel like she always had a lot of bruising here because the IVs here would always be, I don't know why, but they would always just give her hands were always so fucked up here. Same thing with my grandpa's as well, actually. If that patient was on aspirin for cardio risk management and or potential calcium blockers, we'd expect bruising of the hands and swelling of the ankles. If they had a mild ischemic stroke, we'd expect the patient to be on bed rest for 24 to 48 hours. By 2 to 3 days, able to take small or assisted steps, and the patient may have facial droop, flatter facial creases, or their mouth agape due to facial muscle weakness. Okay, but this is just a picture and a video. What's the... Give me the video this is from. I need the video that this is from. It's a pic? Okay, well, he could be in the middle of saying something.
Hi, hey, I love you.
Right, or something, right? Even though they could walk at this time, speech and complex motor skills may still be recovering. And we notice that Trump has oddly kept the press pool very far back from the White House and hasn't allowed them on the golf course. We also noticed that he was dressed the same as the last time he went golfing with Kai, and that MAGA influencers were given an old picture to circulate from January and his other golfing picture from June 27th. That was kind of weird. Those same influencers were circulating a video of him in the same outfit, but that one came from June 29th this year. Oh, this thing. Oh, this was the older video. So some people were circulating this? The video was posted on June 29th. Oh no, wait, there's a guy saying that other people were doing it. I don't know if other conservative influencers are doing it. The next picture of him from today, from afar with continued face droop. Well, that could just be his... Dude, he's got that throat drissy. Oh my God. Jesus. Popping a rager thinking about that one. My God. He once again spoke with no reporters before going golfing, and both times reporters were confined to the tennis court out of view of his course instead of letting them take pictures like normal. I feel like that's the weirdest thing because he's so hungry for press and media attention. Like, he's always on that shit so much. None of this even gets into the other weird events this week, events being ready to take over, or his social posts seeming like they were written by interns. But the motive is clear. They know Vance does not have the same hold over the base of the party, nor the Republican Congress. If Vance was president, the admin would get far more pushback. Under a normal administration, a president having repeated TIAs wouldn't be removed from office, but even a moderate ischemic is likely to impact mental faculties and merit the 25th Amendment being invoked. Vance and Miller know that their federal power consolidation requires continued implementation leading up to the midterms, and Trump's own ego will mean he never lets go willingly. So unless the White House can provide a transparent explanation of his health that better fits these circumstances, I'm forced to conclude that they are lying to the American people and hiding that Trump had a stroke. It's time for the press to push on this and get clarity. Press X to doubt. And then his follow-up. More proof of a Trump health cover-up. Trump leaves White House again this morning, mouth agape. Not allowed to speak with reporters, and it gets weirder. Like, full-on AI gaslighting, kind of weird. He once again goes golfing at his club, and reporters are confined to the tennis court area, not allowed to speak to Trump, and not allowed to seem him golfing. Yikes. His team posts this picture with close friend and radio host John Fredericks. After days of outdated pictures, we finally get something that seems current, but something is off. Something is off. Can we figure out what's off? Why do these people look so nervous? Why do these doctors look so concerned? they're not doctors, I guess. Or, Secret Service, maybe? Other than the weird staging, we notice that Trump's eyes are barely open, especially his right eye. This would be consistent with someone recovering from a minor stroke or a larger TIA who is recovering physically but not fully well yet. But it's also an odd smile for Trump. Large, overly toothy and uniform. The rare times he smiles with teeth, it's smaller and larger on one side. It's not this clenched teeth full smile, and his face doesn't push back that much when he does it. Okay. But it's an odd smile for Trump. We already read this. So then I thought, what about tools like FaceApp that use AI models to adjust a person's appearance? Since this isn't a press photo, we don't know it's not face edits. Here's a sample of a Trump smile image run through FaceApp's smile feature on high settings. What do you notice? No shot. When we make the change, the app squishes the face to expand the smile. Crow's feet intensify, lips furl in. Smile lines pull back, eyes become more closed, smile feels more intense / forced / unnatural. Unlike an AI that fully generates images, a face editor like FaceApp is hard to programmatically detect. There are no hidden watermarks or super obvious tells. The best method is changing the contrast in Photoshop. The contrast in Photoshop to look for odd noise. And when you boost contrast, you'll notice some. Hard to see with Twitter's compression, but the outline around Trump's face is pixelated noise, and so do his teeth, suggesting, although not proving, touch-up. It could be lighting inconsistencies, but along with the weird smile and behavior, it does raise questions. I'm entertaining this because I think it's funny, but you should always be careful when you see people doing analysis like this. Unless the person is like an expert who really knows what they're talking about, there is a whole bunch of reason why noise can appear in certain areas that have nothing to do with an image being doctored or not. Like if you've ever ran an image through, or if you've ever seen somebody run an image through, like, is this AI or has this been edited? And it's like 72% certain it has. You should just take like 100 images from your own phone and run it through some of those, and you'll be surprised that like 40 of your pictures will come back and it'll be like, this has been highly edited or this is AI generated. It's like, wait, what? Sometimes there are like very obvious and very reliable tells, but it's because like things have been run through like multiple compression algorithms, or because you've seen there's a reason why, but like really experienced people will be able to tell you. But stuff like this, I've just, anytime you start seeing people circling shit and saying like, look at the compression, it could be weird. Not saying that this is not true. I would just say be careful. If there's nothing wrong with the president, then why is he not taking questions from the press? Why are they not allowed to see him golfing like usual? And why are we only getting controlled media releases? Why are all press images inconsistent with what his team puts out? We're on 7 days since he was last freely in front of the press. We'd expect a TIA or minor stroke victim to be able to walk and pose for a photo now, but perhaps still have other small tells, but be nearing the point where they can pretend nothing happened. The press are not asking any hard questions, and it's likely by midweek we'll get some simple talking from the president sitting behind the resolute desk, and they'll pretend everything is okay. The president is clearly not running the country. P.S. Q MAGA rage as the bootlickers tell me how healthy he looks, how this is obsessive, how he works so hard, and how vague whataboutism is about Biden somehow magically make Trump's health better. Wow. Oh, wait. Was this photo supposed to be from today? Is that what the White House is claiming? Hold on. Because apparently the guy who took this picture said it was yesterday. This photo was taken August 31st, 2025. Yesterday by my wife Anne on her phone at approximately 4 p.m. EST after golf and lunch at Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia. Secret Service allowed the photo at POTUS direction. Thanks and have a great day. Why are people motivated to post this stuff? Why does the public need to know right now if he's dead, sick, or fine? Does it make a difference at all? True. Who cares? How is he not even truthed out fake news? Oh. Weird truth here. It is very important that the drug companies justify the success of their various COVID drugs. Many people think they are a miracle that saved millions of lives. Others disagree with CDC being ripped apart over this question. I want the answer, and I want it now. I have been shown information from Pfizer and others that is extraordinary, but they never seem to show those results to the public. Why not? They go off the next hunt and let everybody... What's weird about this? It just seems like a random... Trump did not write this? How do you know? All of his tweets or truths look retarded to me. I can never tell. I have no idea. I want them to show them now to CDC and the public and clear up this mess one way or the other. That's an interesting phrase. Has he ever used one way or the other before? Or one way or another before? If you ever see me tweet out or say one way or the other, then I've definitely been replaced by a body double. One way or another. One way or another, we're going to figure this out. As opposed to one way or the other, we're going to figure this out. That's a... Whereas, has anybody made the meme of, like, I don't even know what it would be. It would be, like, a MAGA calling Donald Trump, and then, like, this truth post is on the other end of the phone.
It's really barking.
I thought you were going to tell the kid to get rid of that fucking mutt.
John, honey, it's late. Please don't make me worry. Can we be there?
Hey, Janelle, what's wrong with Wolfie? I can hear him barking.
Wolfie's just fine. What are you?
Your foster parents are dead.
That's where the tweet goes. Wait, here he says one way or the other.
And I also have a message tonight for the incredible people of Greenland. We strongly support your right to determine your own future. And if you choose, we welcome you into the United States of America. We need Greenland for national security and even international security. And we're working with everybody involved to try and get it. But we need it really for international world security. And I think we're going to get it. One way or the other, we're going to get it.
Oh, he does say that. He's alive. Do you see a JD presidency as more dangerous than Trump? No. I don't think he'll have the popular support to do anything, is my guess.
Can you make out what they want?
Wait, what's going on here? This is today?
Got another one? Let me see. Damn, y'all stay in that little outhouse on the M. Oh, somebody there, right? Right now, right? Oh, there you go. You got it? You zoomed in?
Oh my god, there's body parts. Holy shit. According to that floor plan, this is the window they're throwing things out of. Wow. Just as a reminder to refresh your brain and to protect your psychology, because MAGA are going to be relentlessly assaulting you, especially you guys, okay? Because I'm such a institutional cuck. We're always supposed to trust our institutions and believe that conspiracies can't really happen. But I always qualify that by saying that, in my mind, conspiracies generally can't happen involving huge issues or lots of people because something will leak, number one. And number two, because like most people just aren't like evil. Most people in the intelligence services, most people who are police officers, most people like generally care about their fellow citizen in like in the aggregate, in the broadest sense, okay? Conspiracies involving very few people I can believe are possible, especially about enemies, I believe are possible, but wide, huge, like 9/11, like no shot. The issue that we're running into, though, with the Donald Trump administration is that all of those strong institutions that kind of protect us from the ultra-conspiratorial stuff, I don't even really want to say have been eroded. They have been, like, nuclear bombed by Trump. Like, he has full-on sycophantic folks at his disposal, and the Trump media network, all of the right-leaning MAGA alternative, all that bullshit, all of it will play ball with the Trump admin and will never, ever, ever hold him accountable at all. So we have like very fertile ground for actual conspiracy stuff to happen and for it to be much harder than normal to detect, which is scary. But what if they're not letting Trump speak because he had a reverse Fetterman stroke and he's woke now? Oh no. Oh no. You okay, dude? Oh, hey. I knew that carpet looked familiar. Nice. Oh my god. With the right funding, there's like, they would have to move fast. There's a world where, is it Seth Rogen? Approaches Shane Gillis and like fucking J.D. Vance is watching him do the Trump impersonation on TV, and like next to them is like Trump in a hospital bed, and it's like, we got to get Shane on board to ride out these 3 years as Trump. That's a fucking Kino. That would be a fucking Kino movie idea. Holy shit. Kind of like The Interview or any of those other like kind of stoner comedy things. Oh my god. The Dictator 2. Holy shit. I just really like Shane Gillis. I think I do.
absolutely perfect. How long have you been doing this? It must be 20, 30 years at this point.
That first was time.
Some of the finest stand-up I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
Can you do that whole set again in Spanish?
Work, break. I was saying
it. Hopefully he understood the risk and wasn't being totally honest.
Okay, trust me, it's funny. It's funnier than that, okay? That was just a little taste. I skipped all the funniest moments, so you can go watch it yourself. Him doing this is one of my... I don't even know if I would say it's one of the best sets of all time. It's just one of my favorite sets. Probably because it just hits on so many things that, like, personally, like, I see with the whole Fox News bit and everything. But the him describing how he does the... how he does the Trump impersonation.
Like...
I just think it's really funny. Wait, is it right here?
Like Judas and the Black Messiah was...
No. And just the way that he describes how he does it is really funny.
You pussy. I will say this. The one thing that sucked about Trump losing was... For me, was because I just figured out kind of how to do his voice. Which, that's kind of a bummer that I just... It's not hard to do Trump. It's very... All you have to do, that. Just do that. Do that a second off from where it should be in the sentence. And then all you, like... You don't have to sound like him. All you have to do is, like, get his cadence down. It's very easy. All you have to do is, like, describe something and then say you described it that way. That's it. It's every time. Like, if you... What a big room this is. I walked in here. I said, wow, what a big room. That's it. Every time.
It's so stupid.
Austin. A lot of homeless. I walked in here. I said, wow, that's a lot of homeless.